Queensland politicians are hitting the hustings for the final day of the election campaign. The handling of the COVID crisis has been one of the key issues, and we should know later this morning whether the Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk will open the borders to New South Wales. France has raised its security alert to the highest level after a deadly knife attack at a church in the city of Nice. A man has beheaded a woman and killed two others at the Notre Dame Basilica. The President Emmanuel Macron says France is under attack and security will be stepped up at schools and places of worship. The shocking incident comes at a time of extreme tension in France amid debate about the republication of caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad by the satirical newspaper Charlie Hebdo. Australia Post's chief executive has hit back at the Prime Minister, with her lawyer accusing him of humiliating her in Parliament. Scott Morrison used question time to call for Christine Holgate to stand aside, pending an investigation into the purchase of four Cartier watches worth $20,000 as gifts for senior executives. Ms. Holgate's lawyer says there were no grounds for his client to be stood down. The coronavirus pandemic has wrought havoc with Australia's sporting calendar, and now it's claimed another event. Next year's Adelaide 500 supercar race has been scrapped due to COVID-19. It's the country's largest streetcar race and was going to be the last under the existing contract, but the state government says it won't be renewing the deal at all.